The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Here for a good time, not a long time,
not a long time.
So have a good time. The sun can't shine.
Well, welcome everybody to Thursday at Noon, and I'm glad you're joining us today. We are live right now, in fact, right now at 97.1 FM, and we're also on KSPT KBFI, but Pat, we stream online too. I keep hearing more about how that works. That's pretty cool stuff.
Yes, if you are unable to catch the episode, you're thinking to yourself, darn, I want to catch my buddy David on Thursday at noon, but I've got a dentist appointment. Then you can simply go on NorthIdahoRadio.com.
There you go.
And it'll be up there generally the same day. Usually no later than the next day, depending.
Well, it depends on you, I've heard. You're the link that
yes.
makes that happen.
And if Barbara, if you're listening right now, today, sometime today.
quit calling Barbara. Well, that's funny. And if you recognize Pat's voice, which you probably do, he's kind of like the weather guy now, too. And he also has his own kind of gig. Tell us about that a bit.
I'm on weekday afternoons, 3 to 6 on a sister station. 106.7, which is the, if you've been listening to it, it's Max FM. We play the best from the 70s, 80s, and a bit of the 90s. And it's just, you'll be hearing songs like your intro.
Well, there you go.
Yes, all the classics.
And you picked that song out for me, and I still appreciate that. And people have asked me about the song, so now I know about it. So thank you very much for the, is it called intro music, bumper music? What do you call that?
I call it, well, it's intro to begin with, obviously, but it's a bumper through each of your segments.
Oh, there you go.
So it's, But the Canadian group Trooper, they're still playing to this day, but that hit came out in 79.
Yeah, and I'm looking across the table here at a guy who wasn't even born then, probably, so that's all good.
He's
the
youngster, though, isn't he? He's the baby.
Well, we have a great show today. It'll go very, very well, like it always does, because we hit those marks that Pat tells me. I'm learning. He's hidden behind glass over here, so I kind of have to watch out of the corner of my eye. And speaking of watching out of the corner of your eye, there is a huge soccer tournament coming up this weekend called the Pondere Cup. And we're attracting teams from three states and Canada. And Andy Guillen is the assigner. He's on the board. He does all sorts of stuff to make this thing happen. So you're going to see a huge influx of people visiting our communities this year. And there's a big change about some of the venues. So when we come back with Andy, we'll be talking about that a little bit. And also we have a Kate McAllister and Kirsten Carlson, in fact.
Two of my favorite people in this community.
Well, he's waiting for two hugs. He's already got that going
Absolutely.
On. So.
Great ladies. Amazing ladies. I love those two.
Exactly right. So I think we're into the swing of things that way. It'll be a blast today. And I think the folks from the Senior Center are going to stop by maybe and maybe tell us what's up there as well. So it's a fun packed hour, it looks like to me, by gosh. And it always comes together so smoothly. That's the best part. Nothing ever changes. It's like, it's fun. It's an adrenaline rush. There's no doubt about that.
Live radio is fun. You just don't know what's going to happen next.
Yeah. Well, one big thing has changed, of course, is now we have school in session. And you can see, it's kind of funny how the traffic patterns change. People are just everywhere right now. And I just want to remind people to be safe. We've got a whole bunch of brand new drivers out there. And they've got a little bit of
I've seen a lot of veteran 7B plates out there that are still zooming through crosswalks and stuff. Please,
yeah.
People.
They'll never know.
You're the kids. They're excited. They're seeing each other. They're all excited about, well, yeah. My kid hates it, but, it's first day of school. No! But, no, they're excited. They're back to school, and they're not paying attention. They can't wait to see each other. They're talking about their summer, their lives, what's going on. Yeah. They're running, we have to be careful for them. They should be careful for us.
Well,
we have no choice. Watch out for the kids.
They need more of a chance than we do. We have no excuse at this point, for sure. And another cool thing, high school sports are in full swing right now. Looks like Sandpoint will be playing Post Falls Friday night. That'll be a good one, too. And soccer is going on every night of the week, basically. You just check the schedules that way. Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and you name it.
We need hockey.
We need hockey to add to it.
We do.
Well, it sounds like it's on. It's being done. So hopefully, and you know, I'd be remiss today too if I didn't say that there is some great news in the paper today, Pat. Sandpoint Rotary wrote a check for $100,000, which is the most this club's ever done, for the book trust. And what the book trust does, it gives every kindergartner through third grader books. You remember those Scholastic book things you used to fill out and say, I want to read about whatever, Clifford the Big Red Dog or whatever. So the kids, with a little guidance from the teachers, pick out their books, and they have an allowance, basically. And the book trust, through Rotary, gets them those books. And there's nothing better. If you want to have a great day, deliver those books to the schools. Oh, my God. It's so much fun for me. It really is.
To this day, I'm father of four. The youngest one is left in high school.
Yeah.
But myself, in the 70s, grade 3, 1974, 75,
right.
We would get these books. You know?
Right.
I still have some.
And they'd stay in the family, wouldn't they?
I still have them. My kids read some of my books from the 70s and whatnot. I love it.
Yeah, that's mission accomplished. You know, what's funny is, too, when all this reading scores dropped off the planet when we had this pandemic thing going on, Lake Pondere School District reading scores stayed pretty even. And now they're the best in the state in those age groups that we keep giving books to. So mission accomplished there. So good job, Sandpoint Rotary. Way to make a difference for sure. So when we get back, we're going to talk soccer. We're going to talk about the Pondere Cup. We're going to talk to Andy, who's the mastermind behind getting, I'm going to say, a couple thousand games together with a couple thousand referees and making sure that it all happens here. So we'll be right back with Andy.
The Habitat for Humanity's very own ReStore in Sandpoint has been a long-time go-to source for new and used building supplies, furniture, appliances, electrical, plumbing, windows, doors, and so much more. Everything you need for all your home building and remodeling projects. Prices are 50% lower or more than most retail outlets. Stop by the ReStore in Sandpoint on Baldy Park Drive next to Miller's Country Store. Visit them at iphfh.org.
Don Thomas here for Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One, and I'm here to tell you that this is where you come to bid farewell to overwhelming floor shopping. The one-step flooring sale at Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One and the Flooring Outlet are here to change things. This is your big chance to get new floors for up to 50% off or enjoy zero interest if paid in full within 18 months through the end of October on purchases made with your Carpet One Synchrony Home credit card. So are you ready to make your floor shopping easier? Come see us at Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One or at the Flooring Outlet Store.
Save through Monday with Bi-Mart's latest savings book. Pick up a copy in-store. Save $70 on a Philips QLED Smart TV. Blue Diamond bagged almonds are $4 off. Mountain House freeze-dried meal pouches are up to $3 off. Save on 8-packs of Gatorade, now just $6.99. Plus, find great savings on Werner beef jerky and Coors and Miller 30-packs. Celebrating 20 years of employee ownership. Save through Monday with our latest savings book at Bi-Mart.
Customize and save hundreds on car insurance with Liberty Mutual. After that, you can also save me, as I'm currently hanging from the edge of a cliff. To recap, number one, customize and save. Number two, time allowing, save me.
Shoulders separating!
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty event is back. From now until September 19th, score over 200 daily beauty steals at 50% off in every category. And check Ulta.com daily to get them all before they're gone. Take 50% off bestsellers from brands like Estee Lauder and Supergoop. Plus, say hello to new finds from brands like Dyson and Sol de Janeiro. And Ilia is now at Ulta Beauty in select stores and online. Shop in-store at Ulta.com or try pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply while supplies last.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
So have a good time. The sun can shine every day.
And welcome back to Thursday's noon radio show. And gosh, I've got a full studio all of a sudden, Pat. I don't know exactly what happened here, but that's great. We always enjoy company. I mentioned before that we have Andy Guillen here. He's the director, not director, I guess. You're more the assigner?
Yeah, I'm the referee assigner for Ponderay Cup.
Ponderay Cup, what's that?
So Ponderay Cup is the 43rd. This is the 43rd annual Ponderay Cup. It's a large youth soccer tournament that has been going on in Sandpoint for, like I said, 43 years. My official role is the ref assigner, and a lot of people that probably doesn't mean a whole lot, but we have 230 games this weekend. They start tomorrow night, Friday, and it continues on to Sunday afternoon. Of those 230 games, it comprises about 1,500 players or over 1,500 players. And those players are from Washington, Idaho, Montana, Canada. And my role is, as with Ponderay Cup, is to find referees to fill all those gaps for each of those matches, those games.
And isn't it great how they all fill up magically that first time you put that email out?
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of slots, we call it, that we need to fill, over 500. We rely on a lot of local folks and a lot of out-of-town folks that come to the area for the tournament to help fill those needs. And then also we rely on the high school program,
right,
the boys and girls, to help fill some of those spots as well. So it's a great community event. This year we're also, on Saturday, we're actually going to be hosting the North Idaho College men's and women's soccer teams. The men's games at 5 women's games at 5, the men's is at 7. But they will also help assist fill
at Memorial Field.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep. And they will help assist, fill some of those referee spots as well.
So it's always been tight, down using the high school, Memorial Field, but also Pine Street Field and then Travers and all that kind of stuff. So you guys made a big change this year. What's new with the venues?
Yeah. So the big change, with the help of City of Ponderay and their Field of Dreams, they have 4, full-size 11v11 fields is how we identify it in the soccer world. So we're going to be moving and utilizing that facility as much as we can Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah.
Some of the changes down at Traverse and things like that helped kind of shift and find some more space. And I know the players and even the referees are really excited to be out there because of that nice facility on that turf field. It's a great, great location.
And you're still looking for referees. It's too late for teams to sign up right now. It's too late for all that. Maybe volunteers. You could use some volunteers too. But
yeah,
if I know you've sent out, you've gotten the emails, and I can feel the tears coming down on your keyboard, and you're begging people to show up. How can people, if they want a referee, how do they get a hold of you? What do they do?
So the best way is to email. We have an email address, and it's a little long, but it's refponderaycup@gmail.com.
Gotcha.
They can just send an email that way. We utilize, if you're a certified referee, we utilize an online system. We let you guys, the referees, self-assign, basically, so
pretty
they
slick.
Can pick out what works best for them and their schedule. Again, being such a large community event, a lot of those folks, either locally or from out of town, they have kids playing, and they want to be able to accommodate their schedule and that child's schedule as best they can. So
perfect.
We try to make it flexible.
Well, what I'm going to do now, I'm going to switch hats a little bit. We'll get you for the next segment, but I saw you out there, and I wanted to say hi and get people warmed up about Ponderay Cup. I'm assuming that you have some seniors in high school. In fact, I know you have a senior in high school. Right?
He's a junior, actually.
Oh, junior.
Yes.
But there are seniors involved, right?
Yes.
Because here's my segue. Speaking of seniors, we, and I'll be back with you in a few minutes there, Andy.
Good.
Awesome. Thank you. We have Lisa Bond here. In fact, I can see it right now, the director now of the Sandpoint Area Seniors.
Yeah, nice segue.
You like that?
Well done.
I was desperate. I really was. Well, welcome, Lisa, and thanks for sharing your time a little bit with Andy that way. But again, we're bringing Andy back after the break here, too. But I wanted to talk to you for a minute. So
wonderful.
What's new with the seniors?
Well, I tell you, there's a lot that's going on at the Senior Center. We've had a wonderful summer, just finished a wine tasting fundraiser. But coming up, we always have the same activities. We have games, card games, dance lessons, bingo, all of those things. If you check out our website, www.sandpointareaseniors.org, you can check out the daily activities. But as you know...
And speaking of checking out, radio, we're limited with radio.
Yeah.
But you've got the greatest hat on right now. In fact, Andy mentioned it too, so I feel like I'm in safe zone here to that. Again, we're limited by, but make sure you walk around a little bit so people can see that.
Right around town?
Like around town and say, that was me, and it'll work really
well.
I am
sort of known for my hat wearing. I do admit that. I enjoy a good hat.
Good.
So thank you for noticing.
Of course.
So actually, it's interesting that Andy, your segment was about filling gaps, because we are beginning in the mid-September launching what we're calling the Fill the Gap campaign. As you know, the food program, the nutrition program, is the cornerstone of what we do at the Senior Center. We do the home-delivered meals and the on-site meals, in addition to a myriad of other things. But due to funding gaps, and this is through a shortage of federal funding and the increased cost of food and what it costs just to do business, we, after providing in the first 6 months of 2024 over 2,000 meals a month to 268 seniors in our community, we will, if we continue with this trajectory, end up at a $50,000 shortfall.
Wow. Yeah.
So we have a full court press on raising funds through the end of the year. So our fundraiser involves really just getting the word out to the community that this is a service I'm sure that the community wants us to keep going.
Right.
But there are ways to help, and it can be as little as $5 or $5,000 or more. Mm-hmm. But we are asking for the community's support in keeping the home-delivered meals and the on-site meals going. The government refund that we get, or the government funding, out of, say, a $12 meal, $12 to $13 meal, what it takes to prepare, we're only given about $4 in government funding. The rest of it is purely fundraising, donations, grants. You know, we had the wonderful Rotary grant that we were able to take care of the outside of the building and some of the things that we need to do. So we periodically tap into grants and particular donations for those kinds of things.
Sure.
But this is to provide meals. And
this is ongoing. It's an ongoing need versus a one-hit wonder for a fundraiser.
Yeah, so this is really a plea to the community to just say, this is where we are, based on the way things have changed, the climate that we're in right now. So you'll be hearing more about the Fill the Gap campaign. So I know you all need refs, but we could use any support that the community is willing to give us. So.
That's awesome. And it is a need. And it's one of those things I think that people don't recognize until you need those meals delivered or you need a place to go and all that. I mean, you've been a warming center before. You guys do a lot for the community. Yeah, cooling center too. Perfect timing right now on a day like this.
Yeah.
We might use that for sure.
Right.
So, well, good.
So we just would always welcome people to come down and join us for a meal. So it is for those 60 and above. It's a $7 donation. Yeah. Brenda, as you know, does a wonderful job with our menu and with the meals. And shout out to the staff, because I think they're probably listening right now.
Oh, good, good.
Anyway, we would love to have you come and see what we do at the Senior Center anytime.
So what are the hours? How do they find you?
We're open Monday through Thursday. Lunch is roughly 11:15, actually 11:30 officially. If you call the morning of and make a reservation, that's all you need to do. We ask for those 60 and above for a $7 donation,
sure.
$10 for those who are of the younger ilk.
And just say you know Lisa, they'll get you right in. Right?
That's right. Just ask for Lisa.
well, very good. Again, thanks for stopping by. We do appreciate you and everything you do, and we want to make sure we're that liaison for you and keep doing the great stuff. A little promotion there, it sounds like, too. You're taking over more and more of the ship.
I'm wearing a couple hats. No,
yeah,
pun
well,
intended.
A couple hats. Yeah. I can't imagine. You imagine a couple hats?
I love a lot of hats.
I'm getting this hat.
Full circle moment there.
Very, very good.
Thanks for allowing me to jump on in here.
You're very, very welcome. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a break. And then when we come back, it looks like Andy Guillen will be back to talk a little bit about Ponderé Cup and all things soccer. And then I think that Kate McAllister might be in the building. I'm seeing lots of hugs of people heading that direction. So we'll bring she and Kirsten in here after that. So we'll be right back after the break.
At 7B Bail Bonds, they know that being arrested can be a frightening experience, especially the first time. They provide around-the-clock service, 24 hours a day, to Idaho's five northern counties. And they'll work with you promptly to file a bond to get your loved ones or friends out of jail fast, providing courteous, professional, and confidential service. If you, a loved one, or a friend finds themselves in need of bail, it's easy to remember. 7B Bail Bonds. Go to 7bbailbonds.com. 7B Bail Bonds.
Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, VH1, TLC, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. And with up to 3 streams at once, you'll never have to fight about what to watch. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows, and save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR, so you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere, for up to a year. Philo now includes access to AMC Plus. You can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo's a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's philo.tv.
1 in 4 Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
So, how's your research going?
Surprising! After I figured out the top-rated TVs in our price range, I went shopping for deals.
And who's the best?
It wasn't the internet, and it wasn't the warehouse club.
But?
It was video only. They had better deals on the Samsung, LG, and the Sony TVs that got the highest scores.
Better than online and at the club?
I know! Video only beat them all. And now we can afford an even better model for the same price. My research really paid off.
If we buy it video only.
Exactly. Otherwise, we'll be sorry.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or microwaves, but you will find the best deals on top-rated TVs, soundbars, and monitors. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
On Division, north of Francis, Video Only.
And welcome back to Thursday at Noon, but it's really about Thursday at 12:30 right now, which is great. We're on live on 97.1, and that is KSPT, KBFI, and live right now on NorthIdahoRadio.com and streaming forever and ever, thanks to our friend Pat. We have Andy Guillen back, and we were talking earlier a little bit about this huge tournament, and I cannot imagine what the economic impact is of all these teams coming in. I mean, you're telling us we've got, 230 games?
Correct, yeah. 230 games. Yeah. It's about 135 teams total. Like I said, over 1,500 players. And, you know, a handful of those teams are local, Sandpoint Striker teams. And then Albion is
I heard they're doing that
up here. Okay. Yep.
Awesome.
I wish I had a number in front of me that I could, you know, say what the economic impact is, but we're a small club, small nonprofit, so that's not something that we'd invest our money into. However, it's got to be fairly large. I'm assuming all the hotel spaces are all booked up.
Campsites, people are eating out all the time. Yep. You know how that goes. They stop by Yolks or Super One or Safeway, pick up the Gatorade or whatever too, and whatever else.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Yep, all the rentals, the short-term rentals. Yeah, I mean they're all booked up.
Yeah.
So
and I think it'll be interesting to watch really how the economy shifts a little bit, and which is really kind of cool because in Ponderay they're going to see some action now where I think people would stay at the hotels, motels anyway, then come on to Pine Street or the high school or whatever else. But now they're right out there at the Field of Dreams, and so these groups, these businesses that have really kicked in 1% are going to see some economic benefits immediately from that, which again is a win-win for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think it'll be a huge impact for especially that area of Ponderay.
Yeah.
And it's why you're seeing a lot of that development out there with some new hotels and restaurants and things like that because of the, you know, the Field of Dreams. And this is just phase one of Field of Dreams.
Yeah,
you know,
let's talk about that a little bit. Field of Dreams is pretty cool. There's four artificial turf full-size, and I mean full-size fields out there. One thing about soccer, with football, the other football, it's 100 yards for a touchdown. It's 100 yards of field. In soccer, football, as they would call it everywhere else except for on this radio show, it can be all sorts of different configurations. As long as the length of it is wider than the width of it, 80 yards up to 120 yards for length, and the width can be variable. Well, whoever designed these fields said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to make these the widest doggone field and longest fields we possibly can. So when you're out there, you're going to see fields. And I would, you know, if you get a chance, maybe pop out there. It's going to be really fun to watch it become a hubbub and have all this activity going on with, again, the design is world class. The fields are great. It's just going to be really, really cool. But what are you hearing from about the fields already?
Oh, from what I'm hearing, everybody loves them.
Yeah.
You know, my son plays on the high school team. They've had a couple of events out there. They really enjoy those fields, similar to Memorial. You know, everybody's familiar with the turf there. You know, the great concession stand that they built in the middle. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be a top-notch facility.
Yeah.
And actually, I believe it's part of the reason why Sandpoint's going to be able to host one of the high school playoff this season.
Well, you could actually even have a state tournament now. The rule is, and you probably know this, but you have to have three, not artificial, they don't use that term really, but three suitable fields for that. A funny aside, the one thing funny about Memorial Field is that on the river side of the field, the goalposts for the football hang over the inbounds line there. So at first, that would disqualify us from having a match on there. But the funny thing about that is you can take those goalposts down so it wouldn't interfere in a state game. So I think we're clear to go. I have no idea what the high school wants to do. It's a lot of work to put that on. But wouldn't that be cool in a couple of years to be hosting upper-level matches like that?
Definitely. I mean, like I mentioned earlier, we've got the NIC you know, teams coming up and playing on Saturday up here, and that's a regular season game for them. So they're moving up to Memorial Field for that. And then, yes, I do believe that I want to say it's even this year that they're planning on hosting the state tournament. I know state tournament's in the north for sure.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure that they're bringing that up to our area because of Field of Dreams. Because
Well, wouldn't that be great? It really would, because this is definitely a soccer a hub, you know, of Idaho for the longest time, long runs of state championships for boys and girls, some of the best programs. And it used to always be a shame because some of the best soccer was being played in North Idaho. So you'd have Moscow, Sandpoint, Sandpoint, Lakeland, always those three teams, and only one team could go. And almost always the second place team up here would have done so well in a state tournament too. So with some configuration changes, it sounds like there's more opportunities for some better teams to qualify for state, which is long overdue because, you know, Sandpoint, it was a PK here, a PK there, and they didn't go to state. And the team that beat them, Moscow usually, seemed like, would always do pretty darn well in state. So we knew we were in the running that way.
Right. Yep, that's exactly correct.
Is that true?
Yeah. The realignment with high school conferences, you know, allows there should be a 1.5. So there would be the first place team would automatically get a bid to state.
Right.
And then there'd be that second place team would get a play-in game. So
right.
There'd be a neutral site with a team from down south somewhere.
Yeah.
And then that team would get a bid to go to state as
Beating
well.
Grangeville or something, I think,
exactly.
As I recall.
Yep.
Well, you have a junior in your house now, too. He's been playing striker soccer forever, and now he's a junior.
He is, yeah.
Yeah, doing really well.
Yep, he is. Yeah, we've been part of the strikers program for years, primarily with him as a player, but, you know, I've been on the board and now assisting with the referees. But, yes, he's a junior on the boys' varsity team. You know, they have a game this evening down in Coeur d'Alene, which should be a good one. They've done well so far this season. Looking forward to the high school season and see how far. They were state runner-ups last year.
Yeah.
You know, some big shoes to fill from some of the graduating seniors from last year. But these boys seem to be up for it, and it's been a fun season so far.
Good. And it's never crowded. It's always funny to me to watch that, and when I refereed and things too, that never really packs the stands, unfortunately. And I wonder why. Have you ever think about that? I mean, is it because there's so many games going on all the time? I mean, is it hard to have like one homecoming type of game like they do for football maybe?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, it's soccer games primarily are on Tuesdays and Thursdays, which, you know, can be a tough time or day during the week for folks. Sure. Normally the kickoffs are a little bit earlier, you know, 4 or 4:30. So folks aren't out of work at that point. Mm-hmm. And there's, I mean, to be honest, soccer isn't on the forefront of a lot of folks' minds, but in our area, I think it definitely should be, not because of, you know, my son playing, but because of the success that you were alluding to earlier, David, Sandpoint and soccer in the area. I mean, it's been a very successful, both the boys and the girls, for a long time out of the high school.
Right.
Multiple state championships. I mean, the girls were state champions last year.
Exactly. And runner-up for the boys, like you said, so close. You know, you go back in time where my son was involved, too. In fact, he was on the last championship boys team. And the advantage that Sandpoint always had, and I think still has a little bit, is those guys played together from, I remember SSA back in, you know, 4 years old, and I knew nothing about soccer. And there's people who might say I still don't, but, you know. So I had actually one of my department heads coach that first little 4-year-old, 5-year-old team, and I kind of watched, and I studied up on it and became certified as a coach. And then all of a sudden these kids got really good, and I didn't quite keep up with them. So I think, you know, now's the time to turn it over. And we turned it over to Chris Bach. I don't know if you remember Chris. He was awesome. And so then at that point I said, I could be that guy complaining about those referees or maybe become a referee. And, you know, so I've been doing that ever since too. And it's just fun to watch the program, fun to watch kids staying healthy, parents getting involved and all that kind of stuff. So you help organize the referees. What's the referee pool like? You keep hearing, like, football, for example, now they're starting to have some games on Saturday because they can't get a group on Friday nights. What's going on with soccer and refereeing there?
Yeah, I mean, it's across the board with referees or officials, whatever term you want to use. You know, every youth sport, high school sport is struggling to find a large enough pool. I'm pretty sure I looked it up here a few months ago in Boundary and Bonner County, there are 19 certified referees. Of those 19 certified, I always like to point this out, especially for the Strikers teams, 14 or 15 of them are actual players, either in high school or on the Strikers team, or their coaches.
Right.
So that limits their availability to be able to step in and you know, take on some of those games or matches.
Right.
It's a struggle. Even I'll use this, even this evening's game for the high school team, there's a JV game and a varsity game. They were supposed to go at the same time, 4:00, I believe. But because of the referee shortage, if you want to call it that, they ended up today, just sent an email this morning that they had to stack them. So the varsity will be at 4:00 and the JV will play at 6:00. Mm-hmm. And that's just because what they end up doing is bringing the same 3 referees in to do the first match, and then they'll switch roles and then play the second or ref the second match.
Yeah, I've been a part of that before over the years, too. And it's not the ideal way to do it, but it actually works out pretty well because everybody can watch the JV game first and then stay in the same place for the varsity right after that. So there's some trade-off there. But being a referee for soccer, official for soccer, it's not the easiest sport to officiate. For example, a lot of the times when I'm doing some upper level games, it's not uncommon to be a 6.2, almost a 10K every game, and sometimes up to 7 miles, depending. For some reason, the community college games are I run harder there. I don't know why. I just worry that something's going to go wrong, I think, probably.
Yep.
But so it's not everybody's cup of tea. But what we'd love to see, and used to really see more of this, is you'd bring those kids who are the great players or the ones who enjoy the game, and then have them become referees and all officials. And so they already understand the game, and now they're kind of seeing it a different way. So I've watched you guys do this a little bit where you're starting to get more and more younger certified people. But parents, please, I've got to tell you, there's nothing worse than having an 11 or 12-year-old kid who is up until that moment has been told to respect their elders. Then on the sideline of a game, all of a sudden a parent decides to say that's their moment to lose it, and all of a sudden mom watches kid getting yelled at. Kid says, I don't really like this anymore. And boom. They lose half of their first and second year referees. It turns over that much. So what happens is then you get older folks and they get hurt. I mean, I've used to assign And you'd have guys who'd sign up for all these retired guys who'd sign up for every game forever, you know. And like the second game, they'd roll their ankle or blow out a calf or something else, and then they were done. So I want to wish you the best of luck this weekend. It's great to see, the hub of soccer is in Sandpoint. It always has been, always will be. And thanks for stepping up and doing all that, Andy. So when we come back, though, we'll be talking to Kate McAllister and Kirsten Carlson from BGH. I want to wish you the best of luck. Thanks for stopping by.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, David.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. North Idaho customers are always looking for fuel economy, all-wheel drive, and reliability at a price that fits their budget. Sounds like a lot to ask for, but not at Taylor & Sons. The 2025 Chevrolet Trailblazer is truly the leader in the compact SUV market. The Trailblazer offers a ton of features reserved for larger, more expensive offerings, such as heated seats and steering wheel, adaptive cruise control, power rear liftgate, and a multitude of standard safety features. Not only are these cars nicely equipped, but they are more than capable of handling all four North Idaho seasons. Taylor & Sons currently has our best selection of new Chevrolet Trailblazers with over 13 currently in stock. Inventory provides choices across the spectrum from entry level to fully equipped. The best part is every new Chevrolet Trailblazer is on sale at Taylor & Sons. You can view our entire inventory of new Trailblazers at tschevy.com. There you will find multiple pictures, detailed descriptions, and clear transaction pricing for every vehicle in stock. For gas-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
When it's time to change your windshield, you might think it's just glass and no big deal. Actually, it's a very big deal. Your windshield will protect you in an accident, and it's critical that it be installed properly to ensure your safety. At Specialty Auto Glass, their technicians are AGSC certified and will do it right. Call Specialty Auto Glass at 263-2600 and schedule your appointment today. They can even come to you with their mobile service. Specialty Auto Glass on Schweitzer Plaza Drive, just off Highway 95 in Ponderay.
Quality. No one's ever used that word before, have they? It's one of those easy-to-use, tougher-to-prove kind of words. Well, let Super One Foods show you how we define quality. Just take the salad test. Go to the produce department at Super One Foods. Get what you need to make the salad of your dreams. Then go home, slice, chop, toss, dress, eat, and enjoy. It's when you taste that Super One salad that you'll know you've experienced quality. At Super One Foods, our fruits and vegetables are big, plump, juicy, crunchy. Pick your favorite adjective, it probably fits. The one that really matters, though, is fresh. Always count on that. As for selection, incredible. And not limited by the changing of the growing seasons. Super One just keeps setting out the biggest and best fruits and vegetables for you all year long. Makes for one heck of a salad test. You already know Super One for low prices, but produce is all about quality first. Selection and low prices, they just happen to come along for the ride. Super One Foods, where low prices are just the beginning.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screen. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
The Spokane Fair is Friday, September 6th to Sunday, September 15th.
All school employees, private and public, receive free admission all day, Sunday, September 15th. For STCU, free admission for School Employees Day. Learn more at thespokanefair.com.
News Talk 97.1, KSPT, KBFI.
Well, welcome back to Thursday noon at 97.1 FM, and I'm looking across the table now, and it's the landscape has changed. There's no doubt about that. You are no Andy Guillen, I can tell. But
he's
we
too
have
tall.
Two people who are very familiar with the microphone, so I'm going to probably step out of the way when they talk about all things Bonner General. But we have Kate McAllister, who's been on every show everywhere all the time.
Well, you know, I try. Try to get around.
Talk her into starting a podcast. I think she'd be a good.
Oh, I could.
Can you imagine? I can see that. I really could.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'll do that.
And then we have Kirsten Carlson, also from BGH, and they've got a whole bunch of things on their agenda. So what I'm going to do is say, what is new at BGH? There you go.
Hi, David. Thanks for having us.
Of course.
For those who don't know Kate McAllister.
Right.
Okay. Kate is new to BGH and has taken over our foundation role. So welcome, right. Kate.
Thank you so much.
I'm very
yes.
happy to be back with her. You know, we worked at the chamber together.
Well, no, the chamber seems to be like this entryway into jobs.
It's a good jump off. That's what I always told young people.
There
it's
you
a
go.
Good place to jump
it
off.
It was a jump off job for me. And I'm happy to be back with Kate. So
well, the dynamic duo for sure.
Thank you.
Yes. And Kristen has been promoted to marketing manager.
Oh, good.
So she's amazing, too.
Thank you.
Well,
okay, now we're done with
you.
That.
Okay, now we're done with that part.
The Mutual Admiration Society is now over. Great. Yes. But two awesome people have made a huge difference in our community and with BGH. So I'm honored to have you guys here.
Very much.
Thank you. We are here to talk about first, hopefully people know about it, the Find Your Strength race on September 14th.
Right.
It is hosted by the Bonner General Health Foundation. For those who don't know, is a exclusively volunteer board that is the fundraising entity for Bonner General Health. So they help cover needs that fall outside of our traditional budget and really make a huge difference in our patient care and our staff morale as far as, you know, getting things that we need that just may not be in the budget for that year. So this is the third run.
Third.
Mm-hmm. It's a 5K. It starts at 10 a.m. For you competitive people out there, it is a timed race. There are medals for first, second, and third in each age category. Mm-hmm. And then there's an overall prize for the top male and female winner.
And it's superhero themed, so be sure to bring your cape.
You know, I was thinking about that. Wouldn't that be cool to have, like, Incredibles or have your family dressed up like that?
Yeah, well, we hope that happens.
And maybe, you know, with Halloween costumes kind of popping up all over the place right now, it might be good timing.
It'd be a good time.
Yeah.
I hear the thrift stores are filled right now with
yes.
Halloween costumes. So go out there and hunt one down. And then there's a 1K at 11 a.m., so bring your kids, do a family costume. I'd love to see an Incredibles costume out there, a full family.
Right. There's going to be all kinds of things for kids to do, too. Kathleen Bordenave is setting up a little obstacle course. Nothing difficult, of course. And face painting and a bounce house. So there'll be lots of things out there for kids.
Good. Last hurrah for Trinity there, too, a little bit.
Yeah.
Since I know they're closed to the public now, but they're doing this. And I think they're doing the walk and ride bike ride too. So.
Yes, they're going, and so there'll be a taco bar, and it's $5, and you know you can come and eat tacos and have a good time. Wear your superhero cape.
There you go.
Yeah. And if you don't have a costume, we do have capes and the little superhero masks that are free, so you can pick out your favorite color. And all the activities are no charge. Like she said, the $5 taco bar, and that was generously donated by Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
And those proceeds go right back to the foundation for the Hometown Health Grants Initiative.
Perfect.
Yeah. I would love to mention our sponsors.
Do it.
That is okay. Mrs. Donna Hutter, if you don't know her, she is a woman about town and is super generous and super kind and has always been a great supporter of BGH, her and her late husband, Richard.
Yep.
So she is a very generous sponsor of the race. Ziply Fiber, like I said, Trinity at City Beach, Sally Valley Construction, Sand Creek Customwear, Cochava, Northwest Auto Body, Outdoor Experience, Veeb Broadband, Mountain West Bank, and where we're sitting, Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Of course, they're all over that.
You know, sponsors obviously kick off these events and help us get going, so we are very grateful to them, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I know there's a lot of things going on, you know, every Saturday through the fall. There's soccer, there's all kinds of things, but even if you can't do the race, the after party is open to the public. So it's going to go from 11:15 to 2. So stop by and see Star the Magician and grab some food and maybe a beverage. And
bring your family out and
Just
have a great
time. Nice fall day by that point.
Yeah.
You know, how many people do you expect to be there? What's your hope?
You know, it just depends. I think last year, 200 people did the race between the 5K and the 1K. And then, you know, plus additional families that showed up. So it just... You know, at Sandpoint, a lot of people are last minute.
Oh, welcome to Kate's world, my world.
Yeah, right.
Just about when you're 5 minutes away from something starting, there's nobody there. You're thinking, I'm dead. That's it. I'm not going to do it ever. And all of a sudden, like you said,
yes.
They all at the same time say, oh my gosh, we're almost late. Let's go.
Yep. And you can, you know, you can walk up Saturday morning and you can register right then. So just get there a few minutes before race time and we'll get you in. And yeah, it's going to be really fun.
Good. Well, good luck with that. I know, again, it feels a need at the hospital that isn't covered a lot of times. It's
exactly.
Extra stuff. It makes it a better place to work for your folks there. And that's awesome.
And this particular, the Hometown Health Grants is unique in that any employee can go to their manager and say, hey, why don't we apply for a grant for, it can be anything. So it really, versus, you know, a heart ball that raises money for one specific thing every year. Yeah. This really allows the foundation to hit a bunch of different departments for even something that's maybe just $2,000.
Or something a department head doesn't even recognize that somebody else needs
there,
or make their job easier.
It makes their job easier and helps them just provide, you know, even better patient care. So the goal is $50,000 to give out this year, and that could touch as many as 10 departments. So it really does allow them to kind of spread the wealth a little bit.
Yeah, and we all know budgets are tight anyway, but again, just to recognize those people who are there every day for you and there for us, you know, as the public.
Exactly.
That's awesome. It really is.
Yeah.
What else is going on? Well, first of all, how do people register? How do they get a hold of you?
You can go to bonnergeneral.org. And then at the bottom of the page, there's the Find Your Strength activity. Okay. Just click on that, and you'll see Register Here, and that takes you through the process. Kids 8 and under are free, so bring the little ones along.
Right.
Load it up.
And burn that energy in the little 1K.
Get them in that Suburban. Load them all in there.
Yeah.
Pack them in like firewood. There you go. Good. Good, good, good. Well, awesome. So what else is going on in the world of BGH?
Fall is a little bit busy, like it is for all of us, you know, school and activities and all kinds of things. October, as most everyone knows, is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So on October 5th, we are having our annual Sip and Screen. It's where the imaging department opens on a Saturday to do mammograms.
Cool.
So our goal is 100 mammograms for that day, and we're really hoping to get those that can't just leave work in the middle of the day, like teachers, healthcare workers, you know, anybody that works at a school, anybody that works at a daycare where you just can't take off because there's no one there to cover for
and
you.
And they keep putting it off and off and off, don't
they? Exactly.
So, well, good for you. That's
awesome. And early detection is so important.
Well,
it is. Right. And, you know, there's a little bit of a demographic that, you know, we're in that, I'm in it, we're in that busy mode of life where we may, it's not on our radar yet, but maybe we do have a history, or maybe we have hit that 40, 45 where we need to start getting that annual exam in. So,
and you don't think of yourself first. So this may be a time
exactly.
to do that.
And you can, you know, there's the appointment slots are set up so that if you want to come with your girlfriends and you can all get your mammograms within like a 30 minute to 45 minute time and sit and have some food and have, you know, a little bit of champagne. And make a little outing out of it and really, you know, honor and celebrate your health.
Well, good
as
for
women.
You.
Yeah.
Is this the first time you've done this way?
No, we did it. It was a pre-COVID event that we, you know, stopped for 3 years, and then we brought it back last year and are hoping to do it every year. We do it one Saturday in October, and, you know, that means our staff has to work extra time, but they really get excited about it and they're really happy to be there and, you know, get people in the door that haven't been there before.
Absolutely. Then you hear the one success story where they caught something early, you know, and
that's
it's worth it right then.
Exactly. So,
absolutely.
And there's lots of yummy treats. We have Bluebird Bakery is doing pastries in the morning. We have Local Yokel is going to do some afternoon food. We have an awesome spa gift basket from Refined Aesthetics, and then a couple gift cards from Bluebird and Local Yokel as well.
Well, way to bring that back, too. It's funny to watch now how we're getting past COVID and all the stuff that we used to do, still in Rotary and different groups, too. We're still not quite back to that level, but to see you stepping back in on something that's so important to get that back on the calendar and get people thinking about it again, it's great. So.
And it's fun. I was there last year, and it's just a good atmosphere. So,
okay, guess what? I got the high sign from a guy named Pat over here, who's off my left hand side here.
Love
saying,
Pat.
Isn't he great? He really
yes.
is.
Yes.
You know, he sings songs every once in a while back there. He's like Mr. Weather Guy too.
Right,
it's just fun. It really
he knows
really
everything.
Is. So, I know we're going to get you back on another show coming up sometime soon, so we'll cover some more stuff. But I want to thank you for all you do. It's a great show. Thanks for coming by, too,
and
making
welcome.
Part of your day.
Thank you for having us.
Keep the great work. And we'll talk to you next week.
Okay,
take care.
Sounds good.